This is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in the seventh day of Elul, Tavshin Yud Beis. And the Rebbe addresses this to Menachem Mendel Sheyichia, Shoicha to Boydek. His last name was Zuckerman. And the Rebbe is going to learn a lesson from the fact that he happens to be a Shoicha to Boydek, and the special lesson that we can learn from that. Shalom Abracha. So here the Rebbe said, this is dated the seventh day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis. He says, I want to use this opportunity. And the Rebbe says, every opportunity you should utilize. The Baal Shem Tov says that even a small detail is all by divine providence. Your first letter has reached me, and I want to use this to remind you, to encourage you, and based upon when you say, oh, I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to make note of something, doesn't mean that, God forbid, you need somebody to tell you what to do, but he quotes the Rebbe says, I'm basing it on the saying of our sages. In other words, don't be offended, they said in the Sifra, that you encourage those who are encouraged already. In other words, just because I'm encouraging doesn't mean that you're not encouraged. You're already encouraged, but I'm encouraging you further about the absolute, what am I encouraging you about? The absolute necessity that each man and woman of the Jewish people must influence in their community surrounding to bring the hearts of the Jewish people closer to their Father in heaven in all possible ways. And this, Rebbe says, we can see this vividly, that the Jewish heart is awake. And there is all, it depends on somebody needs to come and give you a wake up, a shake up. They're ready. People are ready to listen. People's hearts are open. And you just got to be there to wake them up. As our sages of blessed memory said, Dvorim hayetzim min halev nichnosim al halev, that words that come from the heart enter the heart. So basically, if you speak words from the heart, they'll enter the heart. Especially, the Rebbe says, as you sign that you are a shoichet to boidek, so we know the expounding statement of our sages of blessed memory, that ein v'shachat elo u'moshach, that v'shachat means you should draw, which means just like simply the shechita, the shechting, prepares the meat of the animal and the bird that you should be fitting for the consumption for a human being, and to turn it into blood and flesh as the human blood, human being's blood and flesh. So that really literally means that from the level of a living, of a chai, the meat is elevated to the level of a medaber, to a human, to a speaking. So this is also, this is also the job in spiritually to draw the animal soul of the sons and daughters of Israel who are in your surrounding area, and to prepare them, they should be elevated to the level of Adam, which comes from the language Adam El Elyon, compared to the Supreme. And the Rebbe quotes again the sources in the Shalom and Sefer Masar HaMemoris, and the Rebbe concludes with the blessings of a Kachsiva Machasim HaToyva. So here again, the Rebbe utilizes the fact that the guy signed off with his name, that he is a Shoichet Boidik, that he is a slaughterer, that's his job. Immediately the Rebbe says, every opportunity you have to take to encourage and to remind people, and even those that are already reminded, but remind them again about their necessity, about the necessity of going out there and reaching out to people, bringing them closer to Hashem. Especially the Rebbe says that you sign off that you're a Shoicha to Boidek. So that means, just like physically Shechita prepares and transfers from the domain of the living to the domain of the human, of the speaking, in a way you have to transfer the Jewish people around you from their animal soul, from the domain of the Nefesh HaBahamis, and bring him up to the nefesh, shalakis to the Adam of the Elyon, and the Rebbe blesses him.